The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
I achieved a life goal and a dream of myself, which I had for many, many years.
Dominic Thiem of Austria came from behind at the U.S. Open in New York to beat German Alexander Zverev 2-6, 4-6, 6-4, 6-3, 7-6 in a nerve-rattling battle for both in search of their first Grand Slam title.
For him, it was his first major finals, and for him was the same like for me. We both didn't face one of the big three, so I guess that was in the back of the head for both of us, and that's why we were on nerves, because was a very good chance for the both of us.
Without Novak Djokovic, Rafael Nadal, or Roger Federer in the way, the 27-year-old world number three team appeared to have blown his chance as he fell two sets behind Zverev. Both were equally tired, but tough to keep bodies and minds going.
When he served for the match, I was struggling physically, but I also thought that he is not the freshest anymore, so I was just hoping to maybe get another chance, that he's not serving that huge anymore like he did in the beginning of the match, and I played a great game there and brought myself back into the match.
I feel like this year was very strange, so honestly, to have one good thing happen for me is really satisfying.
It's quite a good thing for Naomi Osaka of Japan, who won the U.S. Open women's singles title. She found her latest win a little incomprehensible.
For me, it's a bit weird, because I feel like it's happened recently, but at the same time, it feels like, you know, it happened a long time ago, Australian Open.
That title in 2019 and her 2018 U.S. Open win makes Osaka the first Asian player to claim three Grand Slam tennis titles. Osaka topped Victoria Azarenka of Belarus 1-6, 6-3, 6-3.
Yeah, I mean, I would say there are definitely moments or points, per se, during the match where, you know, you feel the pressure, but then you just have to think to yourself, probably the other person feels the same way, and you know, this is a fun thing about sports, is that it's a competition.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week on voanews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.